This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome back to Simmons Gymnasium as we've had the national anthem, a very beautiful rendition indeed. And now the starting lineup. First of all, for the visiting Hillsboro Hilltoppers, it'll be 6'2 senior Drake Payden, as well as a 5'11 senior Caden White, a 6'2 senior Alex Schreiber, a 6'3 senior Peyton Tester, and a 6'4 junior Jordan Gregg. So Coach Joe Vanzo will have Payden and White, Schreiber, Tester, and Gregg in his starting lineup. As we said, they come into tonight's game with an 8-6 record overall. They're 2-0 in South Central Conference play with victories over Pena and Vandalia. For the Litchfield Purple Panthers, they will start a 5'8 senior, Alex Bishop, a 5'10 senior, Dre Holloway, a 6'1 senior, Cam Morris, a 5'10 senior, Chase Lauderdale, and a 6'2 junior, Sam Painter. So Coach Drew Logan with a 7-7 record. His Panthers will send out Bishop, Holloway, Morris, Lauderdale, and Painter. The Purple Panthers with a conference victory over Roxana, and three losses against Southwestern, Staunton, and Vandalia. So the Purple Panthers, decked out in their white uniforms with the purple numbers, they will be going from right to left or to the west end. 7-7 is the Purple Panther record. The Hillsboro Hilltoppers in their black uniform with the white numerals and the orange and white trim. They're 8-6 overall, 2-0 in conference play, and the tip is won by the Purple Panthers to Morris in the corner for three. No good. Holloway with the rebound. He'll kick it off to Lauderdale. Lauderdale has his shot rejected inside there as it'll go out of bounds and belong to the Purple Panthers. Payden with the reject there. Purple Panthers trying to get the ball inbound. It's loose on the floor. They're fighting for it. Going to be a jump ball called, and the arrow will favor Hillsboro as Litchfield won the opening tip. So Gregg will be the trigger man. He'll inbound to Drake Payden, and the Toppers will head the other way. Payden will set up the offense against a 1-2-2 zone defense for the Purple Panthers. Off on the wing it goes to White, now in the corner to Payden. Deep jump shot, baseline, up, no good, fighting for the rebound. Painter comes away with it. Both teams rather veteran lineups, starting four seniors and one junior. Painter is the junior for the Purple Panthers. He'll fire from the elbow and miss. Tester with the rebound, saves it, kicks it back into Gregg. Quickly, Payden takes it the other way to White in the right corner. Back up top to Payden. Payden dishes off to White. White thought about a three. Now he says, let's set the offense up. He'll kick it off to Payden out between the circles. Over on the left wing, it'll go to Schreiber. Schreiber on a dribble to the head of the key, dishes off to White. Back to Payden at the top. They'll reverse around to the left side. It's Schreiber with the ball, kicking it off to White over on the right side. Looking for Tester in low. He gives it to him, turns, shot up, no good. Fighting for the rebound. The Toppers come away with it, and they'll draw a foul on the attempted putback as Alex Schreiber, the 6'2 senior, tried to take it to the hole. Cam Morris wouldn't let him get there. Morris will pick up the foul. He is first, team's first, to the free throw line to shoot two, Alex Schreiber. He'll eye the first one. Try the first one, can't buy the first one. That one rattles off the side of the rim and kicks out. Still scoreless at the 6:43 mark of the first quarter as Schreiber gets set to try another one. This one is good. So he drains one of two, and the Toppers draw first blood. Holloway will bring the ball down on the dribble. Payton's going to pick him up at midcourt. Holloway takes it over on the wing to Morris. Morris going to drive to the lane, off the glass, and good. Cam Morris with a good, strong move to the basket, went off the glass, and got 2 points to give the Purple Panthers their first points and the lead. Ooh, pass comes back. Payden barely gets it just inside the midcourt line. He saves the day, at least for the time being. They'll go into Tester again, up and off the glass, and it's good. Payden Tester, who had a big game the last time these two teams played, posted up low, spun left, went right, got an easy two off the glass. Morris with the ball over on the free throw line extended right side. Dribbles between his legs. Now kicks it out to Bishop. Bishop on the dribble drive is going to give it off to Lauderdale. Back to Bishop on the baseline. He'll kick it out to Lauderdale. to Holloway for three. Nope, a little long, a little strong. Lauderdale with a rebound and the putback, and it's good. 5'10 senior Chase Lauderdale with a big rebound there and the putback to give the Purple Panthers the 4-3 lead. Toppers will set the offense. White will dribble around and give it off on the wing to Schreiber. Schreiber will dribble drive to the left elbow. Now he'll give off to Payton for three. Nope, this one won't go. Fighting for the rebound, reaching over the back is Jordan Gregg, and the 6'4 junior will pick up his first foul. So the Purple Panthers will inbound with 5:25 to go here in the first quarter. They lead 4-3. Payton comes out to midcourt to meet Holloway on the dribble. Holloway swings to the right, then to the left. Now off to Bishop to the elbow. Bishop to Painter. Painter's going to go back to Bishop up top. Alex surveys the situation, finds Lauderdale over on the right wing. Lauderdale to Holloway as they'll do a little dribble drive, a little weave around the free throw line, so to speak. Cam Morris with the ball now. Goes up between the circles and says, let's set things up. He'll run Bishop through and out for a three. Bottom of the net. Alex Bishop drains the tray. His first points of the game makes it 7-3. Purple Panthers with a four-point lead. White with the ball off to Schreiber. Now back up top it comes to Payton. Payton to White, who thought about a three over on the left side. Instead, he'll dribble drive up and good. Caden White stops and pops from 8 feet. Glides that one over the front edge of the rim. His first 2 points makes it 7-5. Purple Panthers with the lead and the ball. Lauderdale at the free throw line extended over on the right side. Picks up his dribble and he gives it off to Holloway. Holloway finds Morris cutting through the traffic. As Morris tries to go to the hole, there was just too much clutter there. Shot goes out of bounds and they're going to say last touch by the Purple Panthers. Halfway through, quarter number one, 7-5. Litchfield with the lead, Hillsboro with the ball. Hayden will bring it down. He'll give it off to White over on the right wing. Over to the left side, it goes to Schreiber. Now back to White. Down in the corner, it goes to Payton. Back up top to White. He'll drive in, stop. It's not about popping. Nope. Did. He'll give it off to Schreiber. Schreiber drives into the lane, finds it congested there, so he'll kick it back out. Now Tester with a long cross-court pass to Payton in the corner. Back up top to White. They try to force the ball inside. Purple Panthers come away with it. Painter goes coast to coast and picks up the deuce. 2 points for Sam Painter. So four different Purple Panthers have scored, and they lead 9-5 here at the 3:27 mark of quarter number one. White with the ball off to Gregg in the corner for a long two. It's too long and too strong. Fighting for the rebound, Holloway comes away with it. Numbers aren't there, so Holloway will pull it out. He'll set things up and give it off to Bishop. Bishop sets the offense and kicks it back on the wing, and then gets the ball back. They'll reverse the other way to Lauderdale. Now to Holloway, streaking through the back door. It's up, and it's good. Good ball movement there by the Purple Panthers as Holloway becomes the fifth starter to score. And with 3:02 to go in the first quarter, the Purple Panthers have opened up an 11-5 lead. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a break, too. You're listening to WFMI. It has been a good start for the Purple Panthers as all five players have scored. And they lead 11-5. Into the Hillsboro lineup comes Keaton Pruitt. He'll have the ball over on the wing, give it up top to White. White to Payton. Payton back up top. It'll go to Pruitt. Pruitt looking inside for Tester. Now they'll swing it over to White on the left wing. White looking inside. Instead, he'll go outside to Landon Carroll just in the game. Back to White for a three-pointer. And White gets bottom of the net. White has five. It's an 11-8 Panther lead. Holloway bringing the ball down the floor. Gives it off to Painter. Painter over to Bishop. Bishop going to drive left side, then kick to Painter in the corner. Spotted for a long three. Comes up a little short. Payton comes away with the rebound. Back the other way. Go the toppers. Baseline jumper. Nope. They're going to say foul on the floor before he got into shooting mode. And so the foul will go against the Purple Panthers. And I believe that's going to be on Cam Morris. If so, that will be his second. Morris will have a seat with those two fouls. And he'll be replaced in the Panther lineup by Billy Beckham, the 5'11 junior. So Beckham's in. Morris is out. Toppers inbound to Tester. His shot deflected by Painter. However, coming up with a rebound is Landon Carroll, and his putback is good. Landon Carroll in the right place at the right time gets his first two, makes this a one-point game. Purple Panthers looking to go inside. Bishop cutting across, gets it shot for a three. Nope, this one's a little short. Fighting for the rebound. Carroll's tied up. He and Lauderdale, they'll call jump ball. Last one went black. This one will go white. Purple Panthers will maintain possession with 1:42 to go in the first quarter. Litchfield with an 11-10 lead and the ball. Lauderdale will inbound it if he can find someone open. Finally, he gets the ball into Painter. Painter holds it at the free throw line, extended over on the left side. Now he'll pick his dribble and go to the hole. No, he's going to be stopped by Payton, so he'll give the ball off to Beckham. Beckham gives it back to Painter, and they'll reset with 90 seconds to go. Painter has the ball deflected by Payton, and now Payton going to get caught for a reach-in. He didn't care for the call, but some people would say he got away with two for the price of one. I'm just saying. So Greg will come back into the lineup for the Coppers, and Tester will get a break. And Schreiber will come back in, and White will get a break for Coach Joe Vanzo. So Landon's in there with Schreiber, and the ball comes into Holloway, and he'll split through two defenders. Nice shot up, but it comes up a little bit short, fighting for the rebound. Beckham had it. It's going to be a foul on a loose ball as Payton got hold of it, and then the foul's going to go against Alex Bishop. Bishop will pick up his first foul. It's the third team foul against Litchfield. Hillsboro will inbound with 1:17 to go here in the first quarter, trailing 11-10. Carroll brings the ball out on the dribble over on the left side. He has Schreiber down in the corner. Instead, he'll reverse to Pruitt. Pruitt to the elbow, stops, dishes off to Schreiber. Shots up, short, off the glass on the rebound. No good, second time either. Beckham comes away with the rebound, and he'll hustle the ball down the floor. Dishing it off to Painter. Now here's Bishop on the back door, off the glass, and good. Excellent move by Alex Bishop on the back door, and Painter found him open. Excellent assist for him. 13-10 is the Purple Panther lead. Payton with the ball between the circles gives it over on the wing to Schreiber. Schreiber will bring it back on a dribble, kick it into the corner. Shot up by Pruitt. His shot won't go. Painter's there to Sky for the rebound. 30 seconds, first quarter. 13-10, Panthers with the lead, Panthers with the ball. Holloway gives it off to Painter, who'll stand out here between the circles. He'll look over at Coach Drew Logan and say, what play would you like? Coach Logan says, take your time. We have 15 seconds to go. Out it goes in front to Bishop, who gives it off to Painter on the wing. Painter goes to drive, and it's going to be a charging foul on Sam Painter. As doing a good job of getting set with Keaton Crook, Painter couldn't put the brakes on. He'll pick up his first. That'll go down as the first turnover on the Purple Panthers. Four team fouls on LHS. 10 seconds to go here in the first quarter as the Toppers will inbound and have to go the length of the floor. I don't know if we had some blood or what on one of the players there. Yeah, I guess he got his arm hurt. In any event, it's Dre Holloway who's going to have to take a seat at least momentarily as Austin Niehaus will replace him in the Purple Panther lineup. Toppers will roll the ball inbounds, and they won't touch it till it almost gets to midcourt. Now Payton from the elbow on the right side. Stops and pops and gets it to the ground. Payton with his first 2 points of the game ties this up at 13. Long shot. Hit the net but didn't go through the rim. Nice try, come up a little bit short, and the score after one period of play is 13-13. Hillsboro and Litchfield doing battle just as you thought they would. You're listening to WSMI. After one period of play, we are tied here at Simmons Gymnasium. As we said, all five starters for the Purple Panthers scored. Alex Bishop leading the way with 5 points, and then each of the other starters has two apiece. 13-13 is our score. Hillsboro will get the ball to start the second quarter. They'll work a little dribble weave as White goes from left to right. Now he'll go back up top and give it off on the wing to Carroll. Carroll will dribble into the free throw line, and then he'll dish it off to Schreiber. Schreiber off to Pruitt. Pruitt on the dribble. Gives it off to White. White gets a screen from Schreiber. He'll drive the lane. He'll try to go up. No, he'll kick it back out front. Long three for Pruitt. Bottom of the net. Keaton Brooks comes up with a tray, and just like that, the Toppers take their first lead of the ball game. 16-13, Hillsboro over Litchfield. Litchfield with the ball. 1 minute into the second quarter. Beckham on a drive down the side of the lane, kicks out to Painter. Painter looks as Holloway cuts through. Now Lauderdale goes on the back door. Neither's open, so he'll bring it back up top to Bishop. Bishop will say, let's balance the floor as all five guys are on one side. He waits for Painter to come back over to the left. Gives it to Painter, who goes baseline. Up top to Lauderdale for three. Rattles around, won't go down. Beckham comes up with a big rebound and a putback. Billy Beckham, the 5'11 junior, in the right place at the right time, got the offensive board, got the putback. And that's one thing the Purple Panthers have been noted for doing. They get in and work tough on the offensive boards and get those putbacks time and time again. Back the other way, Schreiber with the ball in the on the block, gives the ball off to Greg. Greg goes down the lane, high off the glass, rolls around, won't go down. And so now the Panthers, trailing by one, will get the ball back as Painter will bring it down and drive into the lane. Kicks it out to Bishop, who will now drive over from left to right. And then he'll pick up his dribble and give the ball to Holloway. Holloway goes around the defender, into the lane, up, off the glass, no good. Fighting for the rebound, going to be a foul the other way. Dan Smith, our official, calls the foul on White, 20. That will be Billy Beckham picking up his first. It'll be the fifth team foul. As the Toppers will inbound with a one-point lead. It'll come in to Payton. Payton brings it down on a dribble and gives it off to Keaton Pruitt. Pruitt over to White. White thinking about going through the seam of that defense. Instead, he'll kick it over to the other side to Pruitt. Pruitt in the corner to Payton. Started to think about a three, easy for you to say. Instead, he'll give it off to White, who has his three-pointer, rattle around and roll out. Painter coming back down quickly, lost control of the ball, but however he gets it off to Beckham. Beckham's shot won't go. Greg comes up with the rebound. Some fast action there. The Purple Panthers took the ball to the hole, just couldn't get it to go through. Toppers now try to force a pass inside. It goes out of bounds. They're going to say still belongs to Hillsboro, who wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor with 5:14 to go to last. Hillsboro 16, Litchfield 15. Back after these messages on WSMI. Jen Graham, our producer, back to the studio. She's doing double duty tonight. Not only will she be producing this game, but following this game, Lincolnwood at Nokomis, another boys basketball game coming your way on WSMI. Make sure you stay tuned. Tester with a baseline jumper hits the corner of the backboard, comes right into the hands of Holloway, who kicks it off to Beckham. Beckham didn't see it coming. It went off of his hands for turnover number two on LHS. Just inside the five-minute mark we go, quarter number two, 16-15, Hillsboro with a one-point lead. As we said, 8 days ago, these two teams played to a seven-point contest. Hillsboro won that one. White with the ball at the free throw line extended on the left side. He'll dribble into the lane, stop at the elbow and pop, and it's good. Caden White with his seventh point of the game. He leads the way for HHS as they have extended that lead to 18-15. Lauderdale goes down to a low post as Holloway directs traffic. He'll swing Painter through to the baseline out to the far corner. They'll reverse it back to Bishop on the free throw line extended left side. Alex gives the ball off to Billy Beckham, gets it back and goes to Holloway. Now both cutters coming through. Painter looked like they were going to run into each other, but they missed each other, and as a result, Painter got the pass, Painter got the bucket, and the Purple Panthers have drawn to within one, 18-17. Working the old baseline weave were those two, to perfection. Hayden now with the ball is going to dribble over to the left elbow. He'll stop and pop from 12. It'll roll around and finally go down. Drake Hayden got the shooter's touch there. That one just kind of deadened on the rim and dropped through. He has 5 points, and once again, it's a three-point game. Holloway gives it off to Lauderdale over on the far side. Lauderdale with a free throw line jumper, no good. Beckham comes up with a rebound, kicks it back to Painter. Nice head fake by Painter, off the glass, and good. Sam Painter got the defender airborne, and as the defender was coming down, he was going up. 4.25, 6 in the game for Painter. It's a one-point game once again. 2019, Hillsboro with the lead and the ball. White with the ball between the circles, goes over on the right wing, dishing it off to Pruitt. Pruitt thought about a three. Instead, he'll dribble drive to the free throw line and kick it off to Payton over on the left side. Payton gets a screen from Tester. He tries to go inside. He's shut off there by Painter. So he'll go off to Greg. And as Greg tries to go down the lane, there's going to be a three-second violation called on Hillsborough. That will be only their second turnover of the game. The Panthers have committed two turnovers as well. And now Pruitt will have a seat, and Alex Schreiber will replace him in the topper lineup. 2:57 and counting here in the second quarter. Hillsborough with the lead, Litchfield with the ball. 20-19 is the Hillsborough lead. Oh, Holloway gets the ball inside Lauderdale, back out top to Bishop, thought about a three. Instead, he'll drive around, try an elbow, shot from the elbow, going up for the rebound. Oh, no. A collision between Sam Painter, who was getting back to go on defense, and Dan Smith. I hope he just got the wind knocked out of him. This crowd has gone silent. Dan has had some health issues, and I just remarked the other day how well he's come back, but you're never ready for a jarring blow like that. He's catching his breath. He's trying to convince everybody that he's okay. Pat Rentz, the Litchfield AD, out there to check on him. And he keeps saying, I think I'm all right. Just let me take inventory for a minute. It was a jolting blow that he was in no way ready for. As Sam Painter turned quickly to go the other way, there was just no way that Dan Smith could get out of his way. And that's one of those things where no one is at fault. It's just the hazard of the game. At the time of the accident, Hillsborough had control of the ball. So as we resume play, Hillsborough will bring it down the floor. I want to report to you that Dan Smith looks pretty good over there on the far side. A little bit of a smile coming out of the corner of his mouth. Hayden's baseline jumper, no good. Toppers give up the rebound. They'll go back the other way, and Holloway lost control of it. As he was heading to the basket, got a little bit out of control. Ball goes out of bounds. Hoppers will inbound. White brings it down on the dribble. He'll swing it over to Schreiber. Schreiber back to White. Looking for Tester inside. Painter's got him one-on-one. Tester to the basket. Off the rim. Will not go. Painter comes away with the rebound. Tester was a big problem for the Purple Panthers the last time these two met. Painter this time stops at the free throw line. Passes up on the jumper, dishes it off on the wing. To Lauderdale it goes. Lauderdale with a backdoor pass to Holloway, a little bit behind him, and the toppers come away with it. They'll go down quickly as Payton is going in between three defenders, and he's going to get called for the charge. It'll be a second foul on Payton as he kind of goes palms up like, what did I do? He'll have to have a seat with those two fouls, and he'll be replaced in the topper lineup by Keaton Pruitt. Just went into the traffic, and the traffic already had their position set. And he tried to join the crowd, and instead, Hayden picks up his second foul. So Drake has a seat, and as we said, he'll be replaced in the lineup by Schreiber. Now the Purple Panthers with the ball, trailing by one. Into the corner, it goes to Lauderdale over on the right side. Lauderdale comes up on the dribble, drives around, up and good. Chase Lauderdale just simply sliced and diced through the lane, picks up his first points of the quarter, his fourth point of the game, and the lead goes back to the Purple Panthers. White with the ball at the head of the key. He's being guarded there by Holloway. He'll dish it off to Pruitt. Pruitt around on the dribble, has his pass deflected, and it'll go out of bounds. Seth McGill coming into the lineup for the Purple Panthers as he'll replace Alex Bishop. McGill, a 5'7 junior. As the toppers will inbound with 1:02 to go till halftime. Litchfield with a 21-20 lead. They'll work the ball on the weave to Pruitt. Pruitt off to Schreiber in the corner. Baseline jumper, bottom of the net. Schreiber picks up the tray, so the toppers have four threes on the day as they have two in the first quarter, two in the second quarter, two-point lead for the toppers with 40 seconds to go. Beckham on the dribble to Painter. Painter wants to drive. Stop and pop from the free throw line. Rolls around. Finally goes down. Painter got the shooter's touch. Gives him 6 points in the quarter. 8 points in the game. Makes it a 23-23 tie with 20 seconds to go till halftime. Over on the wing, they'll get it to Pruitt. Pruitt will bring it up on the dribble. A 5'11 junior gives it off to Schreiber, the 6'2 senior. Little dribble drive now goes to White. He'll bring it up top as we go inside 8 seconds. White getting a screen from Greg, wants to go under the elbow. Instead, he'll have the ball stripped by Lauderdale, who'll go the length of floor. Shot is going to be blocked by White on the buzzer, but White's going to pick up the foul. That will be his first, and the Purple Panthers will send Chase Lauderdale to the free throw line to shoot two with time expired here in the second quarter. So Lauderdale has a chance to give the Purple Panthers a lead as time has expired. He asks if he can go get a towel to dry his hands off. The officials say, yes, you can. He goes over to the bench, gets a towel. Now he'll come back, and all by his lonesome, he'll be at the free throw line and eye the first one, try the first one, and buy the first one. That will give the Purple Panthers the lead. Will it be one or two as he eyes the second one, tries the second one, and buys the second one? So Lauderdale calmly stepped to the free throw line as time had expired. He hits two free throws, and with that, the Litchfield Purple Panthers will take a 25-23 lead into the locker room at halftime. We'll take a break and be back on WFMI. Well, second half action is about ready to begin as Hillsboro and the Litchfield are set to do battle. Litchfield at the current moment with a 25-23 lead. They will get the ball first to start the second half. They will be going to the east basket, will the Purple Panthers, as we are underway. Holloway with the ball. He'll swing it over to the right side, giving the ball off to Morris. Morris now dishes it off to Bishop. Bishop swings it around to Lauderdale as they'll work that dribble drive. Lauderdale finds an opening. He heads to the basket, and he gets two. Lauderdale with a good drive to the bucket. First 2 points of the second half gives Lauderdale 8 points on the game, gives the Purple Panthers a four-point lead, 27-23. Payton with the ball over on the wing to White in the corner. Looking for Tester. Instead, he tries a long cross-court pass to Greg. It is deflected and stolen away. Turnover as Lauderdale gets the ball, heads to the basket, goes out of bounds, does his shot, but it's deflected by the Toppers, so it'll be Litchfield ball. 27-23, Litchfield with the lead and the ball. Lauderdale to trigger it in, gets it in up top to Morris. Morris at the free throw line extended over on the left side. He's outside the three-point line. He'll dish it off to Bishop. Bishop will dribble, and then he'll give off to Painter. Painter's going to go down the lane, up and in. It goes off, especially off the glass, but he decided not to use the glass. A little teardrop over the front edge of the rim. Painter has 10 points, and the Purple Panthers have a six-point lead, their largest of the night. 29-23, Litchfield with the lead. White with the ball outside the three-point line. He's looking, trying to figure out what to do. Holloway is on him. He'll swing around to the right side. Shot comes up short. Holloway comes up with a rebound. Litchfield all over the boards there. They had that one cleared. Now down in the corner goes to Lauderdale for three. Bottom of the net. Chase Lauderdale with a big three there. Gives him five in the quarter. 11 points on the game. Don't look now, but the Purple Panthers have opened up a 32-23 lead over the Hilltoppers of Hillsboro. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a break. Be back after these two messages on WFMI. While we have a minute here, I got Brett Teakin setting up here. So a girls basketball coach on Friday night, what does he do?
I come and watch my son play.
There you go. Come and see some more basketball.
Yeah.
Understand you had a pretty successful tournament over the holidays.
Yeah, we were at Riverton, and we were able to win four games there and bring home the championship.
And, of course, you don't have very long to gloat on it. What have you got coming up on the horizon?
Well, we had Gillespie last night and played at home and was able to sneak one out there by six. And then we've got next week, we've got Roxana.
So your time to enjoy the victory seems like it's not that long. You're back to work hard. What have you got left tournament-wise this year?
We go to Highland next Saturday, and we play O'Fallon there. And then that'll be it for tournament until the regionals.
And, of course, when you go to Highland, a lot of people call that the mini-state tournament, as you know you're going to see some outstanding competition.
Yeah, we start right off with a 4A school, O'Fallon, and they're a very good team.
But, of course, it is an opportunity for you to learn and gain experience, and I know your teams in the past haven't always come away with as many wins as you would like, but every time they've gone down there, they've come out a better team, right?
Yeah, and that's the goal. We play good competition to get better as the year goes along, and hopefully it'll pay off in the postseason.
Well, then we have Jordan Grigg making a couple of free throws to draw the Toppers within seven. This Litchfield bunch looks like they're playing with an attitude here tonight.
Yeah, they're playing hard and taking it to the hole on Hillsboro, and pretty tough to stop right now.
Now Morris is going to try a baseline drive. His shot does no good. Grigg comes up with a rebound. Lauderdale went down hard back there at the other end. Payton comes up with a short shot, comes up with his own rebound, loses control of it. Bishop goes back the other way quickly. The numbers are there for Litchfield. Bishop tries a jumper from the free throw line. It won't go. White comes away with the rebound. Back comes the Toppers. Payton in the corner for three. Rolls around. Won't go down. Chester's there, but his putback is rejected by Painter. Painter's been there an awful lot tonight, causing trouble for Chester inside. Now Painter goes baseline. Finger roll, and it's good. Sam Painter with his fourth point of the quarter, his 12th point of the night, and the Purple Panthers have the Toppers on the run, and it looked like Payton may have reached over and picked up his third foul of the game. Well, as we said, that Highland tournament that you're headed to is kind of a preview for the regional. You know that if you can do well at Highland, usually you can play some pretty good ball come regional time.
Yeah, our goal at Highland is always try to get four games in. If you can get four games at Highland, whether it's the winner's bracket or loser's bracket, you've had a good tournament. So that's our goal as we go there, and hopefully we can get that accomplished.
Well, the Toppers come up with a steal there as Greg took over on the point, just took away the inbound pass, put it in quickly for his fourth point of the quarter. And now at the five-minute mark, the Toppers have drawn back to within seven. Painter between the circles, being guarded out there. Shot, oh my goodness. Going to call that one on White? No, they're going to call it on Morris. I was a little worried there which way that one was going to go. Both guys looked like they got tangled up pretty good, but Morris is going to pick up his third foul. That could be an indicator. He has three for the Purple Panthers. Payton has three for the Toppers. Payton with the ball, takes it over into the corner, gives it off on the side to Pruitt. Now off to Grigg. Grigg has the shot go. They're going to count that shot, and he's going to go to the free throw line. Good strong move by the strong 6'4 junior. That's what you like when you got some tall timber in there. They're pretty stout, too.
Yeah, they do. With Tester and Grigg in there, they've got some size inside to make things tough.
Now Caden Limit is going to replace Payton in the lineup. He'll have a seat with those three fouls as Grigg attempts to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. See if he can draw the Toppers within four. He does. But one of the guys on the lane may have moved a little early, but he got away with it. It's 34-30. Litchfield with the lead and the ball. Bishop will bring the ball down on the dribble at the 4:30 mark. We're going to have a stoppage of play here. Referee comes over. I guess it's only thing I can figure is it must be a warning. You've never gotten one of those warnings on the bench, have you?
No, never.
Well, the official came over, and it looked like he pointed it. I don't know, one of the players, assistant coaches. Evidently, it was a sideline warning or whatever, and that's all that transpired. Now Painter's going to try to drive. He'll stop, he'll pop, and he'll get the shot to drop. He's the guy that has been invincible. We said last time these two teams played, Chester was the force inside that couldn't be stopped. Tonight, it's Painter who's come up with 6 1/4, 14 in the game, to lead the Purple Panthers to a six-point lead. Halfway through quarter number three, White with the ball. He'll go out between the circles and take it over on the wing. He'll give it off over there to Schreiber, or not Schreiber, I'm sorry, it was Pruitt. Pruitt now will get the ball back in the corner. He'll swing it back up top to Lemon. Lemon looking to force it inside. Schreiber's able to save it. He'll pick up his dribble on the right side of the lane and kick it out to White on the wing. White will dribble to the head of the key, get the screen from Craig. He'll hesitate and then go to the hole. Off the glass and good. Determination there by Caden White. Looked like he put it out of gear and put it back in gear. It was successful there. Now at the other end, going to be a foul called against the Toppers. A little bit of a pushing foul there as Bishop was trying to head to the basket. It looks like White's going to get called for his second. So the Purple Panthers leading by four with 3:33 showing on the third quarter clock. Lauderdale to Holloway for three. Comes up a little short, fighting for the rebound. Bishop comes up with it. He'll swing it out on the three-point line and give it to Holloway. The Purple Panthers will reset. Beckham with the ball over on the wing, being guarded loosely there by Gregg. He'll give the ball off to Painter. Painter takes the dribble. And they'll have a 1-4 wide. They've got everything cleared. Bishop, baseline, and it's good. Alex Bishop just went streaking through the baseline. Back door was open. He went through, got an easy two. Give Bishop seven. Give the Purple Panthers a six-point lead at the three-minute mark of quarter number three. Back the other way comes Pruitt being guarded by Holloway. And the pass is going to be deflected. Nope, they're going to call a foul, I believe, on Holloway. Those two guys are playing a little bit of bump and grind there, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely. They're making a lot of contact in there.
And as aggressive as they've been on defense, that's Holloway's first foul of the game. He's got his palms up like, what'd I do? Well, I'll tell you what, if you're playing that good aggressive defense and only have one foul halfway through the third quarter, you better be thankful. Landon Carroll will inbound in front of the stage over on the far side. He'll get it into Payton as the Toppers trail by six. Payton picks up his dribble, probably wish he hadn't. Gets it off to Lemon, inside to Tester. Tester being guarded by Painter, goes up, can't get the shot to go, but Painter's going to get called for the foul. And on Sam, that's going to be personal foul number three. It'll send Payton Tester to the free throw line to shoot two. Tester on the night, but 2 points, a field goal way back in the first quarter. As we said, the last time these two teams played, he scored 19 points. He now has three. He'll get a second one. At the 2:40 mark, the Toppers will pull within five. Tester eyes the second one. Now he'll try the second one. Can't buy the second one. Holloway comes off with the rebound. Lead pass to Bishop off the glass, and good. Nobody accounted for Alex Bishop. He streaked down the side of the floor, and he was found there by Holloway with a good pass. Bishop took it to the hole. He has 9 points, and the lead is seven at the 2:22 mark. Toppers spread out on the offense. They'll give the ball over on the wing to Lemon. Lemon back up top, but dish it off to Pruitt. His shot will not go, but Payton's there. He'll put the putback back in. Drake Payton with his 7th point of the game makes it 40-35. It's a 5-point game with 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Bishop behind the back dribble. Now he'll set things up, wait for Holloway to come out high, and now he'll go. No, the back door wasn't open, so now he'll kick it off to Beckham. Beckham at the free throw line extended over on the left side. Gives it back to Bishop. And out top it goes to Holloway with 100 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Back door was open for Painter. However, the pass was not there. Payton comes up with it. He'll drive through the defense and draw the foul. Payton went strong to the hole. That's what you want. If there's a seam there, take it. See if you can draw the foul.
And yeah, get in between them and try to take it to the hole and see if you can possibly get a three-point play.
The shot wouldn't go, but Holloway picks up his second foul, and Payton to the free throw line will shoot a pair. His first one's up. It's no good. Those are the ones you got to have. That's why they call them free. Now for the Purple Panthers, Ethan Washburn will replace Painter in the lineup. Sam will set down with those three fouls. Payton, 60% free throw shooter, going to eye the second one, try the second one, and he'll buy the second one. So give him 3 1/4, give him 8 for the game, make it a 4-point game, 40-36. Purple Panthers with those two free throws at the end of the first half, led by two. Lauderdale hit those after time expired. The lead is now expanded to four. Beckham driving baseline somehow or another. He got through there, and I have no idea how he found an opening there. That's like threading a needle. Back the other way come the Toppers, as it'll be Landon with the ball. He'll kick it out top to Pruitt. Pruitt gives it off to Lemon as we hit the 1:10 mark. He'll skip pass over to the right side in the corner for Payton for three. Bottom of the net. Payton picks up his second tray of the day, gives him 6 points in the quarter, 11 points in the game. It's a three-point contest as we enter the final minute of the third quarter. Bishop with the ball with a bounce pass over to Beckham over on the right wing. He's looking to try to get the ball inside. Pass is deflected. Toppers come away with it. Hayden going right to left. His shot will not go. Hester's there for the rebound. Once again, the putbacks are there. And as a result, the Toppers have drawn to within one. However, a foul is going to be called with 36 seconds to go. A very ill-advised foul for the Toppers because it goes on number three, Drake Hayden. And he will pick up his fourth. You got to be careful now. Don't say anything, young man. You picked up four, but it could be worse. Hayden is going to have a seat with 36 seconds to go. And I noticed, Coach, you did nothing but shake your head.
No, that wasn't a very smart thing to do after he made the bucket, coming back down, kind of bodying the kid a little bit. He needs to be a little smarter than that.
Too far away from the basket.
He was out at half court, and there wasn't a threat there.
Now going back door the other way. Beckham is open. I'll tell you what, somebody has been leaving the back door open all night as these Toppers have been fooled time and again. And now the Purple Panthers, with a lead of three, will set their defense up for the final 10 seconds. Back the other way goes Pruitt. Out to White for three. As Caden White drains the three, we have completed three quarters of play. And after three periods of play, it is 44-44. I'll tell you what, Coach, appreciate you stopping by. And we want to wish your team the best of luck, not only conference play, but in that big highlight tournament. Whatever you do, have a good time with those girls. You always do.
Okay, thanks. We do enjoy it.
And that is Brett Teakin, the Hillsboro girls basketball coach. Stopped by to talk with us a little bit. We're pleased that he did. And we'll head to the fourth quarter action after these messages on WFMI. As we open up fourth quarter play, the Toppers will get the ball. They made a furious run at the end of the quarter to tie this one up 44-44. These two teams, we expect they would play this kind of a ball game, and they're not denying it one bit. As Chester gets the ball, no disappointment on this end. Chester to the basket. His pump fake gets Holloway airborne. Holloway's going to pick up his third, and Chester's going to pick up his seventh point of the game. Go to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Morris will come in, and Painter will go out for Coach Drew Logan. Chester with one. He'll eye the free throw. Try the free throw. He'll buy the free throw. And the Toppers have taken a three-point lead. 47-44. Bishop brings the ball down on the dribble. He'll set up between the circles. Holloway to his right. He'll head that way. Holloway cuts through. He'll give to Beckham. Beckham could be overwhelmed by two defenders. Chester got airborne. When he came down, he picked up the foul. That'll be the first foul of the game on Chester, and Greg will replace him in the Topper lineup. Lauderdale to trigger it in front of his own bench. Beckham gives a screen for Holloway, who gets the inbounds pass. Holloway brings it on a dribble between the circles. He wants to look for a back door. The Toppers are closing those down better. Now Morris is going to go into the lane, kick it out to Bishop for three. Bottom of the net! Alex Bishop, with his second tray of the day, gives him a dozen points. Ties this one up at 47. Back the other way, the Toppers come with the ball. Gives it off to White. Gets it back, swings it over on the side to Landon. Landon to Greg. Greg down the lane, shots up. Too long, too strong. Greg gets his own rebound, powers it back out. He goes to the floor. We're going to call a jump. Oh, ho! Coach Newkirk would be proud of those moves. Two players are kind of fighting for the ball. And a jump ball is the call. The fans wearing black and white are upset with the call. The fans wearing purple and white are upset with the call. That means it's unanimous. He made the right call. In any event, Toppers will go on defense as a jump ball arrow favored the Purple Panthers. Bishop will bring the ball across midcourt at the 640 mark. Gives it off to Morris. Morris wants to drive. He's looking to see if he can find a seam. Heads to the hole and then goes to Bishop. Bishop stops and pops him to the free throw line. Nope, this won't go. Beckham comes up with a big rebound. Out he goes to Holloway. Holloway fires a three. It goes round and round and kicked out. That hit the backboard. Come in, did a full 360 and then some, and then rolled out. terrible break for the Purple Panthers. Great break for the Hilltoppers. To Greg that goes. Greg into the lane. Finger roll. Off the rim it goes. Gets his own rebound. And the putback is good. So Jordan Greg, who was held scoreless in the first half, now has 9 points in the second half. And the Toppers have a two-point lead. 5-5-5 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Bishop going to give it off to Holloway between the circles. Holloway being guarded there by Pruitt. We'll give the ball off to Beckham. Now to Morris. Cam Morris wants to do a little dribble drive. Finds an opening. Whoa! He ran into Greg. I mean, you talk about two stone walls running into each other. Both of them drop flat. Foul will go against Morris, and Cam will pick up his fourth. Both of them are going to have a seat and take inventory. I don't think I've seen that violent a collision on the football field. My goodness. Two determined athletes head-to-head. And I mean, you've seen the cartoon where the two Rams butt heads? Well, these two guys were both going at each other just like that. Now on a reach-in, Holloway is going to get called, and he'll pick up his fourth. Gray doesn't like the call, but it's a rather silly foul that he's made there. And he knows it, as that is the ninth team foul on the Purple Panthers. So Caden White will go to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Hereafter, the Toppers will be in the double bonus the rest of the night. White's first free throw is good. He has 13 points. Hillsboro has a 50-47 lead. White takes a deep breath, couple three dribbles, spins the ball. Now he eyes it, now he tries it, and now he buys it. So a perfect 2-for-2 from the free throw line is Caden White. He has 14 points. The Topper lead is 4, 51-47. Bishop bringing the ball down, being guarded by White. He pulls up before he crosses the midcourt line so he can't get trapped. Now he gives the ball off to Painter. Painter's going to drive into the lane. Going to be a foul called as Painter goes to the hole. The shot goes, and it's going to count. The foul is going to go against the Toppers, and Painter's going to go to the free throw line to see if he can complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul goes against Schreiber. It'll be his first. Painter eyes it, tries it, and buys it. 3 in the quarter. 17 in the game, 5:13 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Hillsboro 51, Litchfield 50. Don't go away. We'll be back after these messages on WFMI. Want to remind you that following our game, Tim Mize will bring you the call of the Lincolnwood Nokomis boys basketball game. And, of course, both these games are being streamed online on WFMIRadio.com. Tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports will give you the scores at 7:30 a.m. on FM 106. And then WSMI Sports Saturday. You want to make sure you listen on that one. It'll come your way live at 9:03 on WSMI FM 106. And, of course, Fighting Illini basketball, they're at Michigan live at 10 a.m. on the Ox 105.3 tomorrow. Tester with a spin move off the glass. No good. Painter with the rebound. Trailing by one, the Purple Panthers will take the ball down the floor. Painter wants to drive. Instead, he's going to pull up and pass. His pass is stolen. No, it's deflected, and he's able to get it back. He'll give it off to Beckham. Beckham being guarded by Tester. 4:40 to go on the clock. Backdoor cut by Holloway. Pass is deflected and stolen. Tester came away with it. Only the seventh turnover on the Purple Panthers. The other way, White stops and pops from 15. He'll get the shot to drop. Now, we have a stoppage in play, and I have no idea why. Evidently, there was a need for a substitution in any event. Litchfield will now inbound. After the made basket, they're allowed to traverse the end line to get the ball into Holloway. Holloway goes down the lane. He passes off to Painter. Painter's shot won't go. There to save it was Lauderdale, but he throws it right in the hands of Payton, who goes the other way. Shot blocked as Sam Painter comes up strong and now trying to get the ball. We're going to say that the Toppers, Keaton Pruitt, had gone out of bounds, had not reestablished himself inbound as he got the ball. And so that ball will go back over to the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Lauderdale will trigger it in to Holloway. 4:10 showing on the fourth quarter clock. 53-50, Hillsboro with the lead, Litchfield with the ball. You can't ask for any better high school basketball than this. Going the other way, White trying to get the ball, and Sid's going to get his third foul. Reaching into the passing lane, he fouled Lauderdale. It's a common foul, so with 4:01, Litchfield will inbound. That's the 16th foul against Hillsboro, so from here on out, the Purple Panthers will be in the bonus. From here on out, the Toppers are in the double bonus. Half of fourth quarter is through. 4 minutes and counting. Holloway with the ball between the circles. He'll set things up and say, let's get things organized. Off in the corner, it'll go to Beckham. Beckham tried a baseline pass. It is deflected and then stolen by Payton. Payton's going to try to force the issue, go to the hole, and it's good. Drake Payton went strong all the way to the hole. As he does, he picks up the points for Drake, his 13th of the game. 55-50, Toppers with the lead. Timeout on the floor. Back after this one message on WSMI. As we come back to live action, Litchfield inbounds the ball. Dre Holloway goes coast to coast, slices and dices his way through the lane, picks up two. It's a three-point game. Hillsboro has the ball in a 55-52 lead. 3:15 to go. To Greg we go. His little short jumper is no good. Fighting for the rebound. Painter comes down with it. Greg comes down with a foul, his second. Hester and Payton waiting to come back into the lineup. And they will be allowed to as Painter walks the length of the floor. And Sam will shoot the 1-1. He made his first free throw just a few moments ago. As Greg will have a seat. And Landon Carroll will have a seat. Sam Painter with 17 points, looking for 18. Still looking as that one came up short. Payton comes away with the rebound for the Toppers. He'll bring the ball down quickly and then pull it back out as they want to set the offense up and work a little clock. They'll spread to the corner, give the ball off to White over on the right side. He'll stop and pop for 15. Rolls around, will not go down. Beckham comes up with the rebound. Back the other way goes Painter and the Panthers. Painter's going to drive the right side. He goes into double team. He'll do the fadeaway. It won't go. Fighting for the rebound. White in a double team comes away with the ball. Lauderdale chasing him all the way down the floor. White on the dribble goes into the lane. Stops. Wants to pass the ball. It's deflected. It's rejected right back in his face. So he'll try it again. Then give the ball off to Tester. Tester lost control but gave it to Payton. Out in the corner. Three-point shot. Two on. Too strong. Holloway coming up with the rebound. This action is fast and furious. These two teams are really going at it. 55-52, as I said before, and I'll say it again. High school basketball just doesn't get much better than this. Painter, 4-3. Bottom of the net. Sam Painter drains the tray, and we're tied 55-55 as we head to the final 2 minutes. 55-55. Couldn't ask for much more than this in high school basketball. This is the way they do it in the South Central Conference. Payton off to White. Back out top to Payton as we go to 1:45. Over on the wing, it goes to Pruitt. Back to Payton, holding on. He'll back out near midcourt. Holloway will come out to give him a little bit of pressure. Now off to White, it goes on the free throw line extended to Tester. Tester, as he went to make the move to the basket, shuffled his feet. Turnover number 5 gives the ball back to Litchfield. So the Purple Panthers now, they have the opportunity to take the lead. 1:29 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Lauderdale inbounds to Bishop. Bishop taking the ball on the dribble, being guarded by Payton. Gets it across midcourt, gives it off to Beckham. Beckham to Holloway. Holloway between the circles, looks for cutters going through. Nobody's open, so he'll give the ball to Painter. Painter at the free throw, or at the three-point line over on the left side. Ooh, almost drug his foot as he picks up his dribble. Instead, he'll give it back off to Bishop. Bishop now to Beckham with 1 minute to go in regulation. Holloway at the free throw line extended, going to dribble the ball up top and give to Painter. Painter stands there between the circles, being guarded there by Alex Schreiber. Schreiber not close enough for a five-second count. Coach Drew Logan shouting out instructions to Painter. Sam takes the ball on the dribble over to the left side. Picks his dribble up, gives it off to Holloway. Holloway says that he lost control of the ball, but the referee says the ball was tipped. And so there is no turnover there. Litchfield maintains possession, and they will take a timeout. with 33 seconds to go. 55-55 is our score. We'll be back after these two messages on WSMI. Jen Graham, our producer, back in the studio. I know she's excited about this game. We're excited about this game. But guess what? We have another one coming your way when this one is over, as we'll take you to the Lincoln Wood at Nokomis contest. Tim Mize will bring you the call of that one as soon as we're done here. When will we be done here? I don't know. Right now, we're knotted up at 55 with 33 seconds to go. The Purple Panthers will inbound in front of their own bench. Lauderdale will do the honors. He'll get the ball in to Painter. Painter will look for Bishop cutting baseline. Instead, he'll bring the ball up on the dribble. Down to 25 seconds to go. Sam down the left side. Off the elbow. Shots up. Comes up short. Fighting for the rebound. Out of bounds. Last touch by the Purple Panthers. Tester will report back in to the Hillsboro lineup as he will replace Greg. Schreiber will be the trigger man with 21.5 seconds showing on the fourth quarter clock. 55-55. Payton with the ball. Similar situation last week in the championship game against Staunton. Tester going to be called for a blocking foul as he stuck his knee out just a little bit, but it was enough. It's a player control foul, so it'll go down as turnover number 6 on the toppers, but there'll be no free throws there, as now the Purple Panthers will get the break, and they'll get the ball back with 10 seconds to go. Lauderdale inbounds it to Holloway. Holloway dribbling up. 8, 7, down to 6, and a timeout called by the Purple Panthers. As the timeout is called, we'll take a break too, and we'll be back after these two messages on WFMI. Some confusion there as whether it was a 30 or a 60. In any event, both teams are set as the Purple Panthers will inbound underneath, or just in front of the stage. It comes into Holloway with 4 seconds. He's going to drive. Bishop's going to pull up, give it to Lauderdale at the horn, off the glass. No good. We're going overtime as we are tied 55-55 after 4 periods of play here at Litchfield High School. Well, these two teams have definitely put it on the line tonight, and an outstanding game has been played indeed. We will go an extra 4 minutes after we take this break on WFMI. Well, we were tied 44-44 after 3. We're tied 55-55 after 4. We'll have a jump ball to start off the overtime, and the jump ball is going to be won by Hillsboro. Payton's shot is blocked. He wanted a foul, didn't get one. We'll go back the other way as the Purple Panthers will have the ball. Painter to the corner to Lauderdale. Back up top it goes to Painter, looking for Holloway to cut through. Instead, it'll go Painter to the free throw line, now to Holloway over on the right side. Picks up his dribble, kicks it out to Bishop. Alex pulls the ball back and says, let's set the offense. They've got the lane completely opened. All 4 corners are covered, and Holloway is between the circles. Now he'll cut through as Bishop stays on the dribble with Greg. He'll pick his dribble up now and give the ball off to Lauderdale. Lauderdale goes to Painter in the corner. Painter tries to drive. He'll go to Bishop. Thought about a 3. Instead, to Holloway. 4-3 off the iron. No good. Fighting for the rebound, Greg and Tester. Both belong to the toppers. It goes out of bounds off them and goes back over to the Purple Panthers. If you recall, the last time the topper team played, they lost in overtime to Staunton in the championship of the Carlinville tournament. Inbounds pass comes into Painter. He'll go to the hole hard. Now he'll go to the free throw line as the foul's going to be called against Schreiber, who'll pick up his second. Sam Painter to the free throw line. Missed his last free throw. He'll shoot 2. He'll spin the ball, take a dribble, tie it, try it, and buy it. That for Painter, his 21st point of the night. Gives the Purple Panthers a 56-55 lead. Painter's second free throw's up, and it's good as well. 57-55. Litchfield with the lead, Hillsboro with the ball. White at the free throw line extended over on the right side. Gives it off to Payton. Drake on the dribble. Dishes it over here on the wing to Schreiber. Schreiber to White. Gets a screen from Greg. White wants to go inside. He'll stop. He'll give the ball off to Greg. Kester's down low. Greg's going to spin to the hole off the glass, and it's good. Jordan Greg comes up with his 11th point of the night. Ties this one up, 57-57, 2-3-4, showing on the overtime clock. I should say first overtime. You just never know. Painter off to Lauderdale over on the right wing. Back up. There are some Grinches in the electronics here somewhere, but we've got them fixed, I think. While we were away, Peyton Tester hits a three. With that three, he ties this game up 59-59. A timeout was requested and granted. Thank goodness. I was able to catch my breath, redial. We're back in action. 1:52 showing on the overtime clock. 59-59. Jim Graham, thanks for your quick work. You saved my life. Any event, this exciting basketball game, there's no way we're not going to bring you the rest of it, that's for sure. As Litchfield brings the ball down with 1:50 showing on the clock. Clock is running, 59-59. Holloway gives the ball up to Painter. Painter between the circles. Over on the wing, it goes to Lauderdale. Lauderdale up top to Beckham. Beckham's pass deflected. It's tipped by the toppers, and Beckham goes back in the backcourt to save it. 90 seconds showing on the clock. Still 59-59. Bishop sets the offense up. He puts one in each corner, one in each free throw line extended all the way over to the sideline. Gives it off to Beckham. They'll do dribble drive to Painter. Stop and pop in the elbow. Will not go. White comes away with the rebound. 1:15 on the clock. Leading to Payton. Payton shot will not go. Follow-up is there. Alex Schreiber. How many times have we talked about the trailer following the play? Schreiber did just that. Went to the hole. Got the rebound. Got the putback. Now a three by Bishop. No good. White comes up with the rebound. Inside the final minutes to go. White on the dribble. He'll take the ball across midcourt, then slow things up. Almost lost control. 45 seconds and counting. Off to Payton, it goes 61-59. Hoppers with the lead and the ball. Coach Logan says, hey, we've got the foul. He's pointed at who he would like to have fouled. Problem is, he doesn't have the ball. Coach Logan is saying, hey, we've got the foul. 30 seconds to go. Still 61-59. Off to White, it goes. White being guarded by Bishop. Bishop pushes him just enough to get the foul called. Alex did what he had to do, and that is get the clock stopped. That'll be the 10th team foul on the Purple Panthers. So it will send to the free throw line Caden White. White, 2 for 2 from the charity stripe tonight. In the double bonus, he will get to. Takes a deep breath, few dribbles, spins the ball. Eyes it, tries it, and buys it. Makes it 62-59. It's still a one-possession game. He'll get another one. 64% free throw shooter. White eyes the second one, tries the second one, and buys the second one. 18 points in the game for Caden White. Back the other way comes Holloway. His shot is blocked. Payton going to get called for the foul. On Drake Payton, that will be personal foul number 5. He will have a seat with 20 seconds to go here in the overtime. He will sit down with 13 points to his credit. And to the line will go Dre Holloway. Holloway has but 4 points on the night. That is the 10th team foul. He was in the act of shooting anyway. So it will be 2 shots as Keaton Prutt comes back into the lineup. First free throw's up and in for Holloway. That one rattled around. Kicked out, kicked the back of the iron, then the backboard, then fell through. All's well that ends well. Holloway has 5 points. It's a 3-point game as Holloway gets ready to shoot the second free throw. He'll eye the second one. He'll try the second one. Can't buy the second one. They're fighting for the rebound. Greg comes up with it. Greg is going to be fouled by Holloway, and I don't think Greg was really planning on fouling him there. In any event, Holloway is going to pick up the foul. I believe that may be his 5th. Nope, his 4th, I'm sorry. So Holloway will pick up his 4th foul, and it'll be Jordan Gregg to the free throw line to shoot 2. Gregg with 11 points is 3 for 3 from the charity stripe tonight. 17.8 seconds to go, toppers by 3. Gregg eyes the first one, tries the first one, and buys the first one. That one hit front iron, went back and kissed back iron, hit the backboard, came back through, hit the front lip and just ran out of gas before it rolled off. It dropped through a dozen points for Greg, averaging 7 points a game. He'll eye the second one, try the second one, and buy the second one. So he has 4 points in the overtime, 13 points in the game. Quickly, Painter takes the ball down the floor. He'll drive in. Now kick it out in the corner to Lauderdale for a long three. Comes up short. Coming away with a rebound is the Toppers with 5 seconds to go. I believe that the Purple Panthers are going to... Nope. Bishop says, I'll get one more foul in. Alex will pick up his third with 1.9 seconds to go. 65-60 is the Topper lead. It looks like they're going to survive a matchup with their Route 16 rivals once again. To the free throw line will go Landon Carroll. He'll shoot two. As this big crowd is all standing in appreciation of an outstanding game. Carroll's first free throw is too strong. He'll get another one. As the Topper players are beginning to celebrate at midcourt. Second one's no good. Painter with the rebound. He'll launch it the length of the floor. And the final score will be Hillsboro 65, Litchfield 60. We'll take a break and come back to recap this exciting South Central action that you've been listening to on WFMI. What an outstanding basketball game we have had the opportunity to witness here this evening. These two teams battled through four quarters and could not determine a winner. They had to go 4 minutes overtime, and in the overtime, it was the Hillsboro Hilltoppers who outscored the Litchfield Purple Panthers by 5 points to win this one 65-60. It was 13-13 after one quarter. Litchfield held a 25-23 lead after two. After three quarters, it was tied 44-44. After four quarters, it was tied 55-55. Hillsboro scores 10 points in the overtime. Litchfield scores 5, and therein lies the difference. For the Litchfield Purple Panthers, who see their overall season record drop to 7-8, they are now 1-4 in conference play. They were led tonight by Sam Painter. Had only 2 points in the first quarter, but he finished the night with 24 points to lead the way for the Purple Panthers. Also in double figures, Alex Bishop, who had a pair of threes and three twos. He had 12 points. 11 points for Chase Lauderdale. Those three in double figures. Then it was 6 points for Billy Beckham off the bench, 5 points for Dre Holloway, and 2 points for Cam Morris. As we said, quarters of 13, 12, 19, and 11, 5 points in the overtime, as the Purple Panthers see their overall season record drop to 7-8, conference record to 1-4. Next up for the Purple Panthers, they will be at Wood River Tuesday and home to Gillespie next Friday. And then, of course, next Saturday, we'll start the Litchfield tournament. For the victorious Hillsboro Hilltoppers, they were led in scoring tonight by Caden White, who had 18 points. Then it was 13 points for Drake Payton, who fouled out with 20 seconds to go in the overtime. Also scoring 13 points, Jordan Gregg, and 11 points for Peyton Tester. So four of the five starters for Hillsboro in double figures tonight. Alex Schreiber chipped in with 6 points, 3 points for Keaton Pruitt, who had some good minutes off the bench, and Landon Carroll with the final 2 points. The quarters of 13, 10, 21, and 11, 10 points in the overtime. The Hillsboro Hilltoppers see their overall season record improved to 9-6. They are now 3-0 in conference play. Next up for the Toppers, they will have a home date with Gillespie next Tuesday. Then they'll get ready for the Litchfield tournament next Saturday. Well, that's going to about do it from here at Litchfield High School. We want to take this opportunity to thank Pat Rentz and all of the fine people at Litchfield for their great hospitality. Of course, thanks to all of our sponsors for making these high school broadcasts possible. Thanks to you fans for listening in. A special thanks goes back to the studio to Jen Graham for producing tonight's game. Gary Boker's here in Litchfield. Gary Boker's ready to say so long from the hard court. But stay tuned to WSMI because we're going to send you to Tim Mize and the Lincolnwood-Nokomis game coming up on WSMI.